Say to let's learn. I have to thank all the chaverim for taking care of all this stuff, all the technological stuff. Yaakov Shmuckler, Moshe, all the chaverim, Jay. I have to thank also Menachem Lewin for making the copies. Been doing that for many years. Mitch Shem will continue in Yerushalayim. So on the topic of Yerushalayim, this time of the year, this time of Tisha B'Av, when we're right before Mincha, and Beis HaMikdash is mamish burning, but there's a gilui of that nechama of the third Beis HaMikdash of Geula. So all of the years, instead of saying a drasha, all of the years we've spent this time learning something inside together. And it's very hard to choose. There's so many things to learn. I decided that we would learn a piece of this remarkable kuntres. Those who have been part of the Yosef HaTzadik Chabura, we've been learning the past few weeks, already a couple of months, Yesoides B'Avodas Hashem from Rabbi Aaron Rubenfeld. It's a huge Talmud Chacham, a big mashpia. And he's putting out Kuntresim. And this, I understand, it was sent to me as a photostat, a copy. The kids don't like when I say photostat. Copy. And as usual, I had it put together. And now, Erev Shabbos came out in a sefer. But I like this better. So the pages that you have are from this 140-page kuntres from the Mechaber, Moshe David, who you like very much, this Mechaber. And it goes into also Shabbos Nachmu and Tubav. It's a whole sefer. So we'll learn a few pages. This strange shiluv of Avelus and Simcha, which the Chassidish Svarim talk about. In the non-Chassidish Svarim, what you'll find, of course, is that Tisha B'Av is a moed. We don't say Tachna. And that it's a time of Hisvadus. Moed is a lotion of Hisvadus, of Fabregging with Hashem, and a closeness with Hashem. But the Simcha of Tisha B'Av, what is that? What's the Simcha of Tisha? One of the chevra told me that he looks forward the whole year to Tisha B'Av. But it doesn't mean chalila churban. He looks forward to that truthfulness of Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is an honest day. Tisha B'Av talks about things that we have in our minds the whole year, but we don't talk about. So let's learn. Nachdem tchilu levaris inyan havelus al churban bis hamikdash. While Golas Yisrael, right, you have that? Al Pima Shemavur B'Svar Makdosh Mokub Leitz Chassidim Shederach Anhogas Avelus Ubay from Pnim Yosef Anhogas Anhog B'Pashtas. Our familiarity with Avelus Lo'Aleinu is from Shiva, from Shloshim. There's Avelus, old Avelus, things that happened a long time ago. There's Chalila, a person has Avelus now. But there's a chitzonius and there's a pnimius to avelus. V'novit chila ha-sipra mokubal etz l'chsidim v'gamuva b'yitavponim sh'mesapa sh'ma sh'sipa lai z'kenu ha-kodesh b'al yitzmach moishe s'chus ha-yelena ma sh'ahoye lo b'nesi ha-rishana sh'la l'arav ha-kodesh ha-choyizim lublin s'chus ha-lena. Today's his yard site. Today's the yard site of the choyizim lublin. And there's a famous story of what happened when the Yitzmach Moishe went for the first time to see the Chayzim in Lublin. Yismach Moshe was struggling with that trip to Lublin. He was already one of the greatest Gaonim, Rabbanim in all of Europe, the Yismach Moshe, but something was pulling him very much to Lublin. He was analyzing. He was trying to understand What is Chassidus? And Hutav Ba'enav. Of course, the rest is history. Yismach Moshe. Ach Nizkasha Binin Echad Ma'od. There was something that was bothering him very much. This is there's a marshal that's very famous that you're familiar with. That's only part of the story. But there was something that was bothering him. V'u'al derech ha'chsidim she'smeichim tamid. What bothered him is that the chsidim were always besimcha. They always seemed to be happy. Partying, having a good time. L'chayro hu neged ha'shulchan aruch. The problem that Yismach Moshe had is that it seems to be against an often a din, an open din in Shulchan Aruch. At the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, Sheroy l'chol yirei shemaim she'meitzer v'dayag al chorben beis hamikdash, that it is befitting and proper for any Jew who's God-fearing, who has yirei shemaim, to be meitzer v'dayag, to be worried about and to feel anguished al chorben beis hamikdash. V'ahoye b'nos al achoyzim lublin lahak bilpanev, and this was bothering him. He went with this to the chayzer from Lublin. Hispal, and on the way he was davening Hashem Yisbarach sheyizke lekabel tshuva shelos lazu b'vayel lefnei hatzad. He was davening that when he would come to the chayzer, when he would come to the tzaddik, that somehow that he'd be able to ask this, and that the tzaddik would be able to explain this to him. Gam loshi yitzdarach latzia lashel b'funav. He was hoping that maybe he wouldn't even have to ask. If what they say about the chayzer is true, then maybe he wouldn't even have to ask. The chayzer would know. V'himshech lahara oid. But Yismach Moshe had another problem. It was on his mind. Ki kvarom chacham habolatar mesayin oisai. Chazal say that if a person wants to be metar himself, if a person wants to become great, to become pure, mesayin oisai. In the plural, they help him. Messiah, I say. V'leinemar Messiah b'loshen yochid. It's not written in the singular that Hashem helps him. V'zeh misyachis l'tzadik. Messiah, or so, Yismach Moshe understood, and he probably had heard or seen, that not only does Hashem help a person who's trying to become good, but the tzaddikim will also help. And he was wondering whether or not this tzaddik, the Chayzim Lublin, was going to help him. And when the Yismach Moshe came to the Chayzim, Yismach Moshe was the Rav of Uyil. We had some of the chevri here, we were together there by the Yismach Moshe and Uyil. Uyil Arav, Vizentia Azar Blayach, why do you look, Madu Panacha Chushim Hayayim, why do you look sad? Long faced. Ulai Mibne Tsar Vaninus Alchum Mesamikdash, he says. Maybe it's because it hurts you about the Chum Mesamikdash. It wasn't Tisha B'Av. It wasn't anywhere near Tisha B'Av. But maybe the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. He said, Hein Emes, so the Chayzer said right away, Hein Emes, Shekosu B'Shulchan Aruch, Roy Lucha Yoy Shemayim, Sheyemetzer V'Doig Al Chorban Beis HaMikdash. It's true what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that a Yoy Shemayim should be worried over the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. It's true. Amal Kvar, Omar HaChochem, Chavis Lavavis, but already we find in the Chavis Lavavis that we're taught, Sahal Befanai, Bepanim, that my joy is on my face. I show a happy face to the whole world. And the avelus that I have, the avelus that I'm carrying, is in my heart. That a Jew doesn't walk around with a long face. And whatever you have in your life, whatever you're worried about, whether it's Chorban Beis HaMikdash or it's your own Chorban, you walk around with Sahala, you walk around with a face that's smiling. And you carry whatever it is inside of your heart. That veil is. So then the Chayzer says to him, In other words, so he was saying to Yismach Moshe, smile. And then he said, Hein ta'aminu lanu ki anachnu oimim tikin chatzayiz bebechia vehesped. The Chosen said, believe me, I say tikin chatzayiz with crying, bebechia vehesped, vim kol ze hakol besimcha. And he didn't only mean tikun leia, he meant also tikun roch. Hakol besimcha. I say tikun chatzayiz. I cry. Bebchia vehesped. But hakol besimcha. Vehevi lo zeh moshel meh Rebbe Reb Shmelkes chus yaleinu. And then there's the famous moshel that the Chosen told him from the Rebbe Reb Shmelkes chus yaleinu. Which I'll just remind you of the moshel. There's an ariches to it. It's very beautiful and very deep. But the moshel itself, I trust you all know that the moshel that he gave was that the king was once with some of his people, and they were in the forest or hunting or something, and there was a crazy, crazy, horrible storm, and all of the chevra, all of the avodim, all of the people that were with the king, they each one just ran for his life to try to save himself. And the king was left treading around by himself. And he was filthy and dirty from the storm. And finally, the king sees there's a place, there's a light on some house, in the shack in the middle of nowhere in the forest, and he comes there. And there's a person that opens the door and welcomes the king in. And made him a bath, a delicious meal, and gave him warm clothing. So the marshal of the Rebbe, it's Tiznariches, but the marshal of the Rebbe Abshmelka was that this Jew who brought in the king, this person who brought in the king, was filled, of course, with mixed emotions. On the one hand, to see the king in such a state, to see the bizarreness of the king, that his people left him like that by himself. Nobody cares about him, nobody was meisa nefesh to be with him. That they left the king like wandering around by himself in the forest. So on the one hand, this person was so tzebrochen that the king should be in such a matzav of bizyonos, with filth and schmutz and so on. But on the other hand, what a gewaldige kavod to see the king into. And to machnes orchem, to provide a meal for the king and warm clothing for the king, what a gewaldige schutz. So that's the marshal. I don't think I have to explain the Nimshel. Everybody understands. On the one hand, the Golas, the Shechin is in Golas. The king of all kings is in the world, Bizyaynis, by himself. The whole world has left him, has left the Shechin in such a way. And we're here after thousands of years. We bring him in. We give him some warm clothing. We put up a fire and a good meal. Means our mitzvahs, our masim tovim, our tefillahs. And the king doesn't forget that. Who his real chassidim are. So the nimshel, of course, what the Chosen gave over to the Yismach Moshe from the Rebbe Reb Shmelke is that I also cry over the Chur Mesa Mikdash. But I'm also besimcha from that. That in this massive that we're in, of Tikkun Chatzos, of Churban, that I and all of us have the schus to bring the king into our homes, into our lives, when nobody else cares about him. And the whole world has left him. And he needs us, Kivyoch. That's the marshal. V'haysef loy v'amar. So the Chosen told over this marshal to the Yismach Moshe. And he continued and said, "Zvat minisket gedraft det zeilen unser zachen," which means "Heinu sheinim and hayroi legalos dvarim shetzvichim lios batz neilachas." And then the Chosen said, "You know, not everything that's on my mind and in my heart do I have to share with everybody." But however, I will tell you this: the Chazal tell us, "Abol latar misayin oisai." The second issue that was worrying the Yismach Moshe on his way. But Chazal say, "Abolotar Mesayin Oisai." Lo nema Messiah loshen Yochid. It doesn't say in the singular Messiah. Shekoy lakadosh baruch hu elu Messiah loshen Rab. Shnachnu tzrichim gam l'seher. That we also have to help. Meaning we, the tzaddikim, also have to help Jews, not just Hashem. V'yitav panim Messiah. Yitav panim was a grandson, of course, of Yismach Moshe. The grandfather of the Satmar Rebbe Shchus Yelena. V'yitav panim Messiah. Shezoa remez b'pasuk. Sisu ito masois. Kol ha-misablam aleha. And that is the deeper meaning of the pasuk. Sisu itom ha-sais. Rejoice together with her, with Yushalayim, with the Shechina. But who are the ones who are able to rejoice with the Shechina? Only those who are misablam aleha, who feel the unbearable pain of her loneliness, of her tzibachinkeit. Only the ones who say, tikkun chatzais, and who keep tishapah, be'emes, are the ones who are able to rejoice together with the Shechina wandering in the forest. That's the Yismach Moshe's arrival into the world of the Baal Shem Tov. V'ini abeshkaf rishon kashel hoven eich nitan l'shali b'chiyah b'simcha yachto k'divrei achayza. The Mechaber says, but the truth is, it's hard for us to understand how to integrate these two. The b'chiyah, the crying, and the simcha. Ano oisim tikkun chatzais b'b'chivim kolzais b'simcha. But the Chayza said, I cry when I say tikkun chatzais, but it's always b'simcha. Ulam b'pnimiyus hadvarim pshutim. But that's only if you look at this story and if you hear the words of the Chayza, b'chitzainius. And many people, of course, do that. And the same thing when you look at the chsidim, b'chitzainius. But that's what the Chayza was saying, was giving Musa to the Yismach Moshe. B'chitzainius. Ki beruchnis bevada shayach l'shalev kameh hageshem yachem. Ruchnis doesn't take up space. The same way that the Oren in the Kodesh Kodashim didn't take up space. And therefore in Ruchnis it's possible for a person to contain within one heart two opposing, two radically contradicting emotions, conflicting emotions. Could the Isa Bilikute Amaram Tanya, as the Alter Rebbe speaks about in Tanya Yud Alef, B'Shem Azoyer Kodesh, which I've mentioned many times over the years, Chedva Tekir B'Liboy Misitra Ado, L'Chia Tekir B'Liboy Misitra Ado, that there are two ventricles, two sides of the heart. One side of the heart is filled with joy, and the other side of the heart is crying. And the Zohar is teaching us that these two can go together, they can travel together. You know, one of the Chevra sent me a message today, because I sit over the Maisa with Elie Wiesel and Lubavitch Rebbe Susi Elena. And the Rabbi gave him the ability to cry again. And one of my chaverim, who I love very, very much, was a fellow child of Holocaust survivors, sent me. I would have asked the Rabbi to help me stop crying. So how do they go together? That's the question. How do they go together? The crying, and not just to stop crying, but the crying, not to stop crying, and not to stop living. That doesn't work out. And if you talk to a person who's a chitzonius, an ish chitzoni, it's either this or that. And you know people that are like that. They're either like on or they're off. They're in or they're out. Right? Especially nowadays, it's like that's how a lot of people operate. They're either in or they're out. Aliyah, you're either. Happy, sad. What is this shiluf that is the secret of the Ish Pnimi, the Chayzim Lublin, that he gave over to the Yismach Moshe? Reishis Kol, I'm afraid we're not going to have time to finish, but at least we'll get started. Reishis Kol, Kshemazabonin Ben Yinzer, Sheishnei Afanim Shalavelis, Pnimi v'chitzon. There are two ways of avelus. We should know from it, but this applies as well to everybody. Chalila, when a person has his own avelus over a loved one, this is also what it's all about. There's a way to experience avelus in chitzonius, and there's a way to experience avelus in pnimius. Pnimi v'chitzon. Tzarech lizke shachitzon hu hakli lo hapnimi. Everybody knows that the chitzon is only a kli. It's only a container for what's inside, for the hapnimi. Ulaloi ha'avelis b'chitzonius ein kiim lo'or shal ha'avelis b'pnimis. Hapnimis. Therefore, one has to be very careful. The avelis b'chitzonius is a container, is a kli. And that means what the Chayzer was saying, I cry bitter tears at midnight. That's the kli. I mourn the destruction of Beis HaMikdash of Yerushalayim, of Shechinta Begalusa. That's the kli. You can't have the pnimiyas of what we're going to learn now without the chitzonis. If you don't have the kli, then you're just an oblivious fool. The kli is what holds the ur. The world is filled with misery. The world is filled with sadness. The Beis HaMikdash is horrible. And a person has to feel that pain. Same way, God forbid, you lose somebody in this world and you're sitting shiva. So what are you going to... You're going to sit down shiva and the Olam comes in and they come to pay a shiva call and you're going to say, hey guys, I'm a Baal Shem Tov Yid. Simcha, only simcha. Lost his mind. Or he's so tzibrachim that he lost his mind. You have to have healthy kelim. This is a problem with a lot of people who take on chassidus. They take on part of it. Either the pnimius without the chitzonius without the pnimius, but not the whole program. The whole program is kelim that are healthy, shulchan aruch, learning, everything right, come to shul on time, you do what you're supposed to do, strong, healthy kelim, filled with ur. That's the program. That's what the Baal Shem Tov meant. Not some happy guy jumping up and down, you know, walking around, putting on his tefillin, you know, Rabbeinu Tam time. I don't mean on Tisha B'Av, you understand. And the Chayz was saying that if I wouldn't cry by Chatzos, if I wouldn't be brokenhearted over the Churban, then there would be no kli to hold the or of the Baal Shem Tov, to hold the or of that joy, that simcha. Okay, in Shematzina Bor Gashmi, She'ein Ha'or Meir Ki'im K'shenitbas B'kli Shal Ner V'Shem Lu P'sila. Same thing when it comes to light that we experience, it has to have a kli. Okay, in the old days it had to have a candle, it had to have oil, it has to have a bulb, it has to have a kli. The light of the sun is a kli. There's the mo'or and there's the ur. That which illuminates is the sun and is the ur, the light of the sun. But there has to be a kli. V'ayin l'sh'or tzarech li'tapis b'kli. L'chein tzarech koydem kol l'karim kipshuta yis ma'im chazal kol l'misarbal al Yerushalayim zorchiv roya b'simchas. Therefore, kolim is ablam aleh means that kaidim kol a Jew has to be a person who feels that pain. It hurts you. You're among those who are misablam aleh. And kolim is ablam aleh Yerushalayim. And if you're such a person who's misablam aleh Yerushalayim, zoichiv roya b'simchasa, and everybody knows the diuk of the Kedushas Lev, which he brings down in a minute, it doesn't say yizkiv v'yira. When Mashiach comes, it says already what? Zoicha. Viroya. Right now. You can be Zoicha Viroya. Even now. Shnema sees we Thomas Sayyid Kalama Sabama, the same pasuk that the Chayza. Vini Bisefa Kardish Kulushis Levi. Sabadichiva says, Sefa Shmua Toiva Miskasha Bemaim is Shom Chazal, Shemishaina Mesabli Yishlaim, and Zoicha Viroya Bissim Chasa. So bothered the Bidditch of How could it be that a Jew is a fantastic tzaddik and he does everything he's supposed to do? He's a big Oved Hashem. And because this one thing that he wasn't misabel Yushalayim, he's not going to be zoicha to see the simcha of Yushalayim, to see the necham of Mashiach, because he didn't feel that avelus. Ki'ilu, this is a punishment. That's what it sounds like, and that's what you will read in many, many svarim, that it's a punishment. The same way you'll find certain svarim that will say the Holocaust was a punishment. And that the reason that your uncle Shloimeh died from COVID is a punishment. Everything is a punishment. So to this Gemara, if a person was not Mesabel Yerushalayim, he's not Zoiche, so the B'dishev said, how could that be? Ayid, his whole life is Lo'ivet Hashem, and this one Inyan wasn't his strength. And he shouldn't be zoicha to Mashiach to see the Simcha of Yerushalayim. Because of that kavanihi, Sha'af imyichi be'ez ha'gula, the B'ditchev said, no, he'll be zoicha. He was a good guy. He put on tefillin, he kept Shabbos. She kept mitzvahs. She did what she was supposed to. 100%. 100%. You'll be there by the Nechama. You'll be front seat, front row, by Mashiach. But the problem that B'ditchev says, that even though this person, because he was a good person, she was a good person, and kept everything in Shulchan Aruch, the person is going to be able to see the building of the Beis HaMikdash and be there for the celebration. Or as it says in the Shlom Mitzvah, that if a person is a shtick holtz of your piece of wood without emotion, and the suffering of other people and the suffering of the Shechina doesn't hurt you, it doesn't reach your heart, then even when you get to Gan Eden, or even when you come to Mashiach and you'll be there for the party, you'll sit like a piece of wood. You see there are Jews that buy Simchas Torah, that they sit like a shtick holz. I don't have to tell you that. You know that there are people that buy Simchas Torah. They're not going against halacha. Everything is halacha. They just can't bring themselves to go in a circle and be happy. So what the B'ditchev said is that it's not a punishment. That if you lived your life with a heart of stone and you didn't feel the pain of the Shechina dragging around in the forest, if you didn't feel that avelus, I was talking about last night and today, you'll be there because you're a good guy. So you'll be invited to the party. Just like you invited the Simchas Torah. Everybody's invited. This guy for sure is going to be invited. It's a terrible thing. It's not a punishment. The same way that he didn't feel that pain, he's not going to be able to experience the joy the way that it should be experienced. I mean, he wants something, but the way that it should be experienced. He's not going to feel it. And this is the deeper meaning of the pasuk. Sisu itamasayis, rejoice together with her. Kol mesablam aleha. She mesablam bizman hagolus, those who feel the pain of the king, who feel the chila Hashem in the world, who feel that there's something else that's wrong besides the type of shaitels that some ladies are wearing. Who feel in pnimiyas, the chil ha'ashem. The chil ha'ashem. My girls were telling me about something that happened. There's a terrible situation. I don't want to speak about it in any pratim, but there's a terrible situation of a woman that was raised in a very firm family, a very wonderful family, and her entire family, the siblings, are chashuva people. They're Russian Bali Tshuva originally, and that she, not only did she go off from Yiddishkeit, but she's made some sort of a movie, and she's trying to push something to I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. I hope you don't. And if you do, Hashem should help us all to forget that we heard about it. And my wife's reaction, of course, was right away. Everybody's screaming. And my wife says, "Yitamu chatoim v'lechaitem." Of course, we hope that she'll come around. She'll come back around. And everybody's screaming about this. This is terrible, this is terrible, and it is terrible. But what is it about it that hurts you? This is what I want to understand. If what hurts you is her parents' pain, yeah, that's a deep thing. That's pnimius. If what hurts you is the chil Hashem of somebody that was, some years ago, I was told, giving shiur in her community. And now she behaves like a mamish. Can't talk about it. And she's making herself into a big celebrity. T'chil Hashem. T'chil Hashem. And if that hurts a person, that's a chush pnimi. It's not just a hak. Not talking about a hak. We're talking about an edel chush that a Jew has. It's not velus and pnimius. It's not in chitzainius. And it's hard to explain what that means. That chush of avelus. To feel the pain of that girl, of that, it's not a girl, of that woman's neshama, of her parents, of her community, of the shechina HaKadosh, that such a thing is happening, and that there are now all kinds of girls going to school, to yeshivas, to Beis Yaakovs, that are looking at this and saying, wow, maybe this is something, you know, wow, this is glamorous, this is gewaldig, and all the insecurities of the parents, and pain of the mechanchim and the mechanchais that's going to be coming out when this really hits everybody. The chil Hashem, the tzar of the shechina. Do you and I feel that when there's somebody that's not keeping Torah mitzvahs? When there's a Jew that's not keeping Torah mitzvahs? That the Shechina has such tzar over one of her children that's lost? That's already a different thing. That's not a hak. That's called kolam es ablim Allah. That's something else. Shamas ablim bizman agolus magishim tzar amoik. Those Jews who during the long years of Golus, or their piece of time while they were in Golus, felt the terrible chisaron of the Beis HaMikdash. Because if the Beis HaMikdash would be here, then we wouldn't have such a situation that happened with this woman. And we wouldn't have these kids and adults that are running away. The Baditchev is saying that those who felt that pain will be able to feel the joy. Everybody's going to be invited, whoever. You know, it's a big invitation list, but not everybody's a mechutin, you understand? It's one thing to be invited, but it's another thing to be a mechutin. The mechuton are the ones who took the Shechina in when she was caught in the storm during Golus. Those are the mechutanim by the Simcha. Everybody else will be on the side. Just like by Simchas Torah, there'll be very fine people, and they'll look up every now and then, they'll go like this a little bit, and then this, and then no, chasen tar, chasen brachos. But the mechutanim, that's really something else. Hem yagishu asa'ar ha'gadlu she'yizrach memher b'yameinu. They're going to feel the unbelievable light, the joy of that light. The ones who felt that it was missing. Not just because there's a diuk in the Mishnah Berurah that was missing. Because the whole program is messed up. Anybody who has any connection at all to the Shechina knows that the whole program is messed up. Years ago, there was an article that I wrote called, I don't remember what it was called actually. It was based from the PSS, have everything except the soul. I don't remember the exact lesson of the title. Huh? The only thing that's missing is the soul, from what the PSS said by his 40th birthday. Did I see the complete Surah of a Jew? It's his 40th birthday. What should I eat? Everybody knows. Mitzvahs I keep, avayrus I don't do. That's what the Pizetzin said. I don't waste any time, he said. Can you imagine? I don't waste any time. But I want to be a Jew. I want to, remember what he said? I want to convert, become a Jew. That's what the Pizetzin said by his 40th birthday. And I wrote that article, and I called it One Thing Is Missing, the soul. You would not, you have no idea how many people got upset with me about that article. There were people that were very, very excited and very happy, and there were a lot of people that were upset with me. And the whole point of that article, I don't know if it must be out there somewhere, I guess, online, because it's this. But that the whole point of the article was that we're living in a time where there are many, many, many people, Baruch Hashem, who are connected to the Kli and to the Diyuk in the Mishneh Berurah, but what happened to the Ferd? What happened to the horse, right? What happened to the Tachlis of all of this? The Ribono Shel Olam. Where is the Ribono Shel Olam in all of this? Like the Chedushim once said, Chedushim Schusan was walking with his shamans. I once told this to you, I think. Chedushim was walking with his shamans because he used to take a walk every day when he was older. And he was walking with his shamans and he stopped and he looked at the shamans and he said to him, before Mashiach comes, it's going to be very much like now. There's going to be a Rebbe. There'll be Rebbes. There'll be Tishim. There'll be Chassidim. There'll be tables. There'll be benches and chairs. The only thing that's not going to be is the Ribono Shel Olam. This is the point of all of this. He said that's what he saw, that what's going to be in the future. The only thing that's going to be missing is the soul. That's all. So everybody's going to come to the party when Mashiach comes. But the Mechutanim are the ones who not only watched out for the Kelim, but they watched out also to fill the Kelim with the Or. Because that Simcha, that joy, is the Or. Mechlal heinat Hashem elav. That there are going to be those who are going to sit there like a piece of wood. Lachain borish et sarach let star les abel boifen amiti v'amayk b'cholei v'nefesh kepash jesayinian. Therefore the chayzah was saying to Yismach HaMashim, I cry, it hurts me. That's the kli, pashtus. V'kach v'yagam hanogis et tzadikim tamini b'al shem tamar kodesh. It's the same thing with the tamini b'al shem. Was famous for that. His crying over the Chorban and his Hishtoikikus from Mashiach. There are many stories. Yismach Moshe, some of them I told when we were there. There are many stories of Yismach Moshe. And that he took a peek into the Chassam Sofer's room, Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, and he saw the Chassam Sofer still sitting on the floor looking in a sefer. And there were tears that were flowing from the Chassam Sofer's eyes. Voice and kibbutz the kais and the Chassam Sofer had a glass, had a cup, and he was crying the tears. He was gathering them in this cup. V'chakach shosa oison besudem afsekis. It's erev tisha b'av before after chatzos. And the Chassam Sofer took these tears that he was crying, and that he had in this glass, and he drank them. Hoysali dimasi lechem yomim v'layla. Was bawling on a regular Monday and Thursday by Vuhurachum, which we also, of course, are crying because the Chosn didn't come for Vuhurachum, so we had to say it. But the Chassam Sofer was crying over the Vuhurach. El Shalach Hashem Mekayim Kol Zayis Yesh Liskos Divrach Vayze Shohesiv Amravach Al Pichin HaKol B'Simcha. V'afalpichin hakol b'simcha. Tahayde. Yachne b'abchiva has b'tzichim l'levar keitzad yelkush neim yachtav ha'bchiva simcha. So let's taka try to understand how do these two go together. There's so many people that you and I know, it could even be yourself, that have so many things in life that are good and so many things to be happy about, but there are things that have happened to you in life that do not allow you to be happy. That simply imprison you in a place of tisha, of avelus, of tikkun chatzos. And you cannot be masik, how is it possible that somebody who has gone through what I've gone through or done what I've done, that this very same person should be able to be besimcha mamash. With a yontiv, with a Shabbos, with my children, with my grandchildren, with my wife, with my friends, with the world. Gaitnis says, amen, it doesn't work out. It's either this or that. That's not true. That's not true. And we might have seen such things in different svarim, but it's not pnimis, it's not true. Yesh ladaz. I'm sorry. Terem novar levayas kol yom haniskar. Or lahakti minyan sadi b'yosef avonis kol inin hagolius shabo aleinu. Now this is a very, very important hagdama. We're just going to have time to go a little bit into this. You'll be able to get the kuntzis yourselves and to learn it yourselves or together. And there's much, much, much more than what's written here. There's much more to talk about and to think about. And it's not chidushim, things that we've spoken about over the years. And it comes down very much to how we look at suffering in Bechlal, how we look at the Holocaust. I'm sure that many of you remember that there was a very big machlois that caused a tremendous rift in Klal Yisrael between a very, very great and holy Chassidish Rebbe and a very big Rosh Yeshiva. And the Rosh Yeshiva spoke publicly very strongly about how the Holocaust was a punishment for the Jews of Europe at that time who were leaving Yiddishkeit. And the Tzaddik, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, spoke so openly at the Farbrengen against that, and it caused that whole thing there was a tremendous rift in Klal Yisrael. It hasn't been fully repaired. Yesh ladas. Ki agolus v'churban habayis eino mikre shel tzar kishar mikre hazman. What happened with the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim and Bechlal Golus is not like another mikra that we see, a tragedy that we see that's part of the regular inyan of being in this world. Every person goes through difficulties, different inyanim, even personal tragedies and so on. Either to help that person think more deeply about his life, or to change his life, or for other reasons that people go through difficulties and challenges in life, but the Svarim HaKadoshim talk about. There's a huge misunderstanding about Golus and about the Holocaust as well. That Golus is Chelik Michelke HaTor. There's no time. If I had the time, I would talk to you a little bit about this past year and a half or two. Of much what I was trying to give over, I don't think I was too successful, but what I tried to give over was when there's a mageifa. There was a mageifa in the world. A mageifa is a makis medina. A mageifa is not a regular, difficulty or tragedy. But most of the oilam is taking it like they take other tzaros in life. It wasn't. It was something historical. It's something different. So this is what I'm telling us about a Magefa. It's not the first time there's a Magefa in the world. It was the first time we felt a Magefa. It was the first time that a Magefa made me hit the whole world. And if it hit the whole world, then listen and think while we're learning this about how it fits into all of this. Shekein gozru chachmas el yoni yizborach b'seidu habriya. There are things that Hashem put into place when he created the world. That means that he already had it all worked out before he created the world. It's part of the Seder of the Bria. Hashem established when He created the world. Gracious Barlakim, Hashem set up the world in such a way where there's going to be a Golus of Bavel, a Golus of Poras, a Golus of Yavin, a Golus of Edom, and there's going to be also COVID-19, Corona, whatever you like to call it, the Magefa. And there's going to be a Holocaust. That after these Mane Golus, there's always a light of redemption that is then able to flow into the world. After those Mane Golus, that Hashem was Koveya, He set up, the system was set up in such a way. That I just mentioned, the Chazal tell us that in the pasuk at the beginning of creation, when it says Tohu and Vohu and Choshech and Tohaim, it's hinting to the four Malchis, the four exiles. Tohu is Malchus Bavel, Vohu is Malchus Modai, Choshech is Malchus Yovna, Pnei Tohaim is Malchus Ha'Yavishah, that we're in right now. V'ruach Elokim Rachefes al Pnei Amayim. And the Ruach of Hashem is Rachefes, is hovering over the depths of the water. Zer Ruach HaShem Mashiach, that's Ruach of Malach HaMashiach, Ruach HaPein HaMashiach Hashem. Roy Mizeh, She'in Yina Golus V'Agula V'Chol Inyin B'Yis HaMashiach, The Tanchuma in Parashas Vayeshev, no other places in Medrash where it's much more open speaking about these things, about how there were things that were planned. Chol Zman Veis, I mentioned it sometimes in the Chaburus over the years, when it says Eis Leov, Eis Lisnoi, the Medrash says there was a time for Adam Rishon to be in Gan Eden, there was a time that was set up before creation for him to leave Gan Eden. There was a time to eat from the Eitz HaChaim. There was a time to eat from the Eitz HaDa'as. V'loy kechol shar ha'peskoi da'adu al ha'adam. Not like other things that a person feels or a person experiences in regular challenges and difficulties in life. Sheboi machmas b'chiros ha'arol shechata, which there are things in life, of course, mida k'negin mida, the person makes poor choices, and there are consequences to the poor choices that we make. V'meizit ha'b'shoigei, v'utzarach l'kaparu, v'utshuvai de tzaris v'yisurim, and therefore there needs to be something to fix these, and we have Yom Kippur, and we have tshuva, and we have vidui. O'machmas tadamos v'hevli azman, a guy fell asleep in the narishkeit of this world. You have to wake him up and bring him back to Hashem, of course. But that's not what Golus is about. That's not what Corona is about. That's not what the Holocaust is about. And those who spoke of it as a punishment, Hashem should forgive them. They were some very fine people. That's not it. That's the chitzonius shebechitzonius. That came out of the mouths of people who were great in learning, but we're not connected to the Pnimius HaTorah, to the inside of Avelus, the inside of Jewish suffering. Ele'inyin zeh nigva mitchilas habriya sheyesh batkufas galus utkufas hageula. Noira halili, the Medrash brings the pasuk that Hashem is awesome in how He does things. He's just... what happened with Yehuda and Tamar, with David and Bathsheba, with Shlomo HaMelech, by the Chanukah Sabayis, that he made a chasna with somebody who wasn't Jewish, a mitzvah. The Medrash says that Hashem is Baruch asked Avraham Avinu, what do you choose for your children? Gehenim or Shibud Malchus? Which would you prefer? Gehenim, after a person dies, to go to Gehenim to fix things? Or Shibud Malchus, or the exiles? Which, by the Brisbane Abbasarim, Avraham Avinu was shown the future of the exiles. And he chose the Shibud Malchus. By Yaakov in his dream of the ladder, the angels going up and down, the are the sarim of the umas ha'olam of the nations of the world. Domer Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachman Amlamit Shavu Kadosh Baruch LeYakov Vinus Sarish Shalbovel Oyle Shivim Avakim Shalmadai Nun Beis 52 V'Shayoven different rungs on the ladder Kuf Bei V'Shal Edom Oyle V'Yodei Kam. The Yakovin was shown the representative angels of the four Malchias going up and down the ladder, except the one from Edom was going up and up and up, and he didn't see it fall down. The other ones he saw, they went up further and they went down, like the earlier three kingdoms, that they were within a shear of time. Yaakovinu was terrified. He saw Edom going up the ladder and he didn't see him coming down. But Hashem, of course, reassured him that he's going to have a big nefila. We're going to be zarchet to see it soon. A big nefila. Like they say, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. The whole Indian of the Abra Malchus, of the exiles of Golas, including what happened in Germany in 1939 and in Poland and everywhere else, it's all was there. It's all written in Chumash. It was all there. It's all part of Hashem Yisbarach's Mahalach. It wasn't because the Jews were Zionists or Bundists or the Jews were not keeping mitzvahs. Everybody doesn't keep mitzvahs, has his own union with Hashem. And he needs to say, vi doing the tshuva, whatever that is. And because of whatever he has to go through in his life, but that's not the Holocaust. That's not why there are 6 million Jews who got killed, and millions of children who never sinned, and tzaddikim and kedoshim and so on. And even the ones who were not keeping mitzvahs to die that way. No, that's not punishment. That's something else. That's something else. That's Noira Ha'alil. Hashem's awesome way of doing things. We just don't get it. But it's all written. It's all down. I will continue as Hashem after Mincha. Okay, let's learn whatever we can to finish. Those who were not here before, maybe have safe or something to look inside. There's something else, but we're just in the middle of something. So on page Mem Dalad, where it says in the brackets of a Maimer, Hamuzga. Kol ha-parasha k'suva b'toichecha b'parasha b'chukaisai b'parasha nisovai. Shem parasha is mesar misoros roish. Whatever we read in the toichechas, in the Torah, in b'chukaisai kisovon, causes the hair to stand, it's pachad. Shem ha-k'suvim d'varam d'aroi ma'avilam, shem l'ma'alam mitfisa seich l'anoshi. The things that we read about in the Torah, in the toichechas, are something that are beyond comprehension. There could be such misery and such evil carried out upon people by other people, by human beings, and so on. Achein babivad, I call him a reis hakoshes sh'over lo aleinu al avosenu b'shnei sarah tavshin tavshin hei. All that's found in the klolas of the teichas were unimaginable until those years, the years of 1939 to 1945. Every single klala that's found in the Teichas, plus all the Ramazim and all the Reshetavis and Seifetavis and all the Intrigans and everything that's Nirmas in the Teichas was all in those years between 1939 and 1945. The mind can't comprehend what took place. But this is exactly what we're learning earlier in the Maimah. The Pnimius of Avelis, the Ur, the Kitsonius, the Kli, that Golas itself is something that defies any explanation, anything that could possibly be understood, B'derech HaSeichel, because the Golias were already written in the Torah, the Abra Malchias, and all that would be part of that, of those calamities, tragedies that we experienced in time. Achein zeu vada yeshtil moed shemuv das keli yuchin lohavin mashe es kavna tark doish beparashi sanal. That the only time that people were able to look at those parashias, until that time, people were reading the Teichos, and there were things that happened throughout time, but nothing like was found in the Teichos. And since that time of the Holocaust, we're able to look at the Pshat and the Teichos in a different way. And it was written in Chumash. And the reason it's written in Chumash is because the Golos is not a Mikre. The Golos is not something that happened, or that's an inyan of this person's tikkun or mida keneged mida, or his oiris to do tshuva. The inyan of Golos is something which is woven into the fabric of Torah itself, from before the world was created, that we're going to have to go through these different galis, these tsaros. It's chelik matar mamash. Since we see that when it comes to the Shivan Malchias, or as I mentioned earlier, which Chazal told us in many places, when it comes to something like Amagefa or Makis Medina, something which engulfs people from all different backgrounds, all different levels of Shemir HaMitzvahs, even all different religions and so on. It's a chelik of Torah. He says a chelik mitochnis habriya. That means that it's a chelik of the plan of creation that Hashem had when He created the world. Sheiyu tkufa shel galus utkufa shel geula. That there are going to be times that are tkufas of galus, and then there's going to be tkufas of geula. Until the end, until it's finished. Veinu davar shebideeved. It's not because this happened, or as I mentioned, those rabbonim or rosh yeshivas wanted to say that because the Jews were not anymore so religious, like, and because of the Zionists, or because of the social, or because of socialism, or because of this and because of that, that's why the Holocaust happened. That's also part of the Torah. And the Hestapanim, we're not going to finish, but you'll see as you go further, the Maimon addresses that. That itself, the Hestapanim of Anochi Haster Astir Panei B'Yamahu, that is itself part of the Torah. When it says, V'haya V'haya, it's also part of the Hestapanim. It's all part of the Hestapanim. It's not a b'deved that things went wrong, and that's why there were four galis. Or things went wrong even in Gan Eden, and that's why Adam Rishon left Gan Eden. That's also. And there's something, there's a tachlis that is very, very, very deep and hidden from us. That we can't understand, but the ultimate tachlis of this, of course, is all the Toiv HaNitzchi. That's because of the Makablim. People can do things to each other. We don't understand. There are many, many efforts that have been made, and many people have spent their lives trying to figure out tam ha-mitzvahs, but the tachlis, the tam pnimi, is hidden. And when it comes to history as well, when it comes to our living through these galias, kach gam galias yesh ba tam v'tachlis. To the best of our ability. Now it was revealed, it was taught to us that the Golos Mitzrayim is the Sharish, is the root of all of the Goliaths, like the Bnei Sasso brings down. In the beginning of Sefer Shemais, Rabim is is the Rosh HaTevis of Rome and Bavel and Yavan and Mardai. And the other Ramazim that Bnei Sasa brings, and it's already, the Sharis is written in the Maral, in all this form. That's why the Gaulis of Mitzrayim, as Bnei Sasa explained, the Gaulis of Mitzrayim is not counted among the four Gaulis, it's the Sharis, it's the Kutsa Shayud. It's the Sharis of the four Gaulis. The four exiles are the unfolding of Gaulis Mitzrayim. Gulas Mitzrayim, he has Sharish of Kalagulas, and therefore the Gula of Mitzrayim is also the Sharish of all Gulas. Every Gula that takes place, whether collectively or individually, the Sharish of that Gula is when we left Mitzrayim. That's why Yetzias Mitzrayim is such a big deal. And the end is Kimei Tzeis Chemeris Mitzrayim, Eren and the Flois, that when Mashiach comes, that too will be the unfolding of that that Sharish of Gula that was by Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Indian of Elionavi by Leil Pesach, by the Seder, that his service of the end. What's Elionavi doing by Leil Pesach? Because the Indian of the Eliyahu and Mashiach, the Sherish of that is by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Therefore, Elionavi is by Pesach night, because that's the end. And Rav Kook writes in the Iris, the long Zroya Hanatuya of Gula is reaching all the way from Yetzias Mitzrayim, Eliyahu Hanavi and Mashiach. It's the long Zroya Hanatuya, Hashem's long reach, long arm. And that's what Eliyahu Hanavi is by the Seder, by Pesach. Kevin Shalayla Zay, Sherish Kol HaGulas, Kol HaGula HaSidah. All Gulas. B'nis Negalu, B'nis HaSidah Negalu. Therefore, it's such an important thing to learn the sugya of Golus and Gulus Mitzrayim ba'oimik bi'iyun rav, and everything is zeich l'tzias Mitzrayim. Everything ba'oimik bi'iyun the sugya of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Golus Mitzrayim and Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because when we do that, we're able to get a glimpse of what it is, what the inyan is, this inyan of Noira Ha'alili, of Hashem's awesome plan for creation. Nuchalulman mikach dvarim yisoidim gam l'tachlisa shal ha'golos amar hazeh shal ha'adayin shruyim boi. Hasibah v'atam l'golos mitzvayim l'meidim anu mikam v'kam v'psukim amari chazal. We spent a lot of time on this in the Chaburis Yosef HaTzadik. What we see when we learn the parashiyos of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Gulas of Golus Mitzrayim and Gulas Mitzrayim, and when a person learns the Sfarim HaKadoshim and learns the Kisvei Ha'ari and the Zohar Kodesh, it becomes very, very clear. It's kedei l'sakin l'ahalo. It says nitzutzei haneshamas and yidochas and mufuzaras ben haklipis. We're not going to go into that right now. We spent a lot of time on that. That from the time of creation, there are nitzaitis, there are what's in English called sparks, klipas, shells, there are incomplete, broken, disconnected, detached nitzaitis of Kedusha and the Shomas. That Hashem, when He created the world, His intention was for even these to be brought back into that Yichud of Hashem. We came down with 70 and we left. Shekavon hi shematoros hagolus hoysel laharbus es am Yisrael me'an neshomas and yidochas beres Mitzrayim. The tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of the golus, was Bnei Yisrael par v'yub v'yishatzu v'yab ma'od many neshomas. Shisha Bekaris Echad, many neshamas had to be brought down to Mitzrayim. And these neshamas, the vast majority of these neshamas are nidachais, haven't yet been brought back, haven't yet been repaired and restored. And all of our work during the long years of Galus is to be misakein and to bring back and to repair this tzevrachenkeit that is rooted in creation. V'yisa b'gemara v'yanaz lo es Mitzrayim. And it says in the pasuk that we emptied out Mitzrayim. So the simple pshat is that we took all of the kesev and zov, we took the stuff. But Chazal says, "So kimetsuda she'ein badog." What does it mean that it was like a net? And we collected everything. What does it mean we collected everything like a metzud, like a trap, a net? Going back to the time of what happened in Gan Eden. Again, we're not going into any of these pratim now. We spent a lot of time on this. But from the beginning of creation, things were incomplete. And when we left Mitzrayim, we left with this rechush gadol. Chatoi dor enoish v'dor hafloge, shoyin neshamas me'am Yisrael. There were neshamas of Am Yisrael. All of the struggling, that's what we're learning about in Chabus Yosef Tzadik, all of the struggling of this last generation. When it comes to Jewish children, Nishmas Yisrael, and what they're going through, confusion, men and women, boys and girls, and marriages, and identification of oneself, all of this upheaval that's now. That somehow through the slavery of Golos Mitzrayim, which is the Sharish of all Golias, that somehow there was a birur. There was some biru, some great clarification, some great rectification that began. What exactly was the Kur HaBazel? What was refined in Mitzrayim? What took place in Mitzrayim? What was the refinement? What's the Kur HaBazel, that melting pot of Mitzrayim? Shoyin Neshomis Nishmas Yisrael Shnispazu of Mitzrayim. Every single, under every single stone, every single leaf, everything in Mitzrayim, were Nishmas Yisrael. By the Koshi v'ashibud v'avaydis haperach helu v'tiknu oisam, and that somehow, through the difficulties of that golus, it brought a great tikkun for many of these neshamas. Achen adayin lo yigia tikkun hashalom, but the tikkun's not finished. Machmes kitzer hashonim shohoi v'mitzrayim, because we were there for a short time, and it was even shorter than to begin with. Who are the Oivdim and the Nidachim? These neshamas are the Oivdim and the Nidachim. Those who are lost and those who are outcasts. Then will be the beer of all the neshamas. It means that the Golos Mitzrayim was a tremendous Maila and a tremendous, tremendous Godless Yisrael. Gam, I will take you out of Mitzrayim, I will lift you up, I will bring you up. Gam Aloy. What's Gam? The Rabbi Shekol, Klai Yisrael, Yisrael Mitzrayim. Just to finish this one section. And Hashem is Baruch, he told Avraham Avinu, this is all from love. Everything that you're going to go through, and all of the goliaths that your children and grandchildren are going to experience, you should know, it's all b'chin of ahava, and it's all what? For the tachlis of achakein, yetzer b'chush gadol. Shakavon l'chush gadol ruchni doesn't mean a lot of money and things. It means b'chush gadol ruchni. That's not for now. It's clear. The Golos of Mitzrayim, even though there are certain Ramos Mechazal, which he mentions, by Avraham Avinu, by Me'edach Yerushana, it's clear that the Inyan of Golos of Mitzrayim was not because we were being punished. It's not because the children of Yaakov Avinu were being punished. Even though you'll see a Chazal, Mechiris Yosef, and Avraham Avinu, So because of Avinu's question also, the Golos of Mitzrayim, babies crushed under the pyramids, the same cash that you have because of communism or Zionism or whatever it is, therefore the Holocaust, it's not an Einish. And that's why, as the tzaddikim said after the Milchama, and there's a fascinating book that there's a person that I know who's writing in Yerushalayim that should be coming out hopefully within the next few months, who did a lot of 8 years of research on this subject. But the tzaddikim who said, especially in the Siv Shalom, the Blucher Rabbi Yehuda tzaddikim spoke about this, that after the Milchama, our generation is filled with neshamas of babies, of children that were killed in the Holocaust. Filled with these neshamas. That they had to go through that, and now they're coming back for the final birur at the end of time. Until we reveal the koich v'shamayim l'roiv. L'kablas ator ha-kadosh l'ahamin is kol yisab ha-malos ha-gadoyla. L'meidim oni mikach. Shagam begolius ha-boz kol ha-matar shalem hi l'sakein al-yodim tikunim l'ahalus neshamas nidoches ba'olim. And so from Golus Mitzrayim, which is the shoresh of all Golias, we can understand that every Golus that the Jewish people have been through is for this tachlis of Achakein, Yetzer B'chus Godel, to be Masakin the Neshamas, to repair these Neshamas that are broken. That's the Avodah of our generation at the end of time. Not to throw them out of Yeshiva, but to bring more into Yeshiva. And only when that work is complete, don't know how long it's going to take, but when that work is complete, then will be the time of Yitaka B'Shoif HaGadol. Let me end. I always try to end with a story. Rabbi Yechiel from Alexander, Susi Yelena. His father was Rabbi Shraga Fiver from Greece, East Kurdish. Guy in Olam, so is the Bichil from Alexander. And the whole Besam Edrish from Alexander, which you all have heard of, and you know some of you might come from Alexander. One day, little Yechiel comes home from Cheder. The future Alexander Rebbe, little Yechiel comes home from Cheder. And he doesn't stop crying. And he's not eating. And his mother and his father are asking and talking to him. He's not eating. He doesn't stop crying. So his father, Rabbi Yechiel, went to speak to the Melamed from Cheder. And he asked the Melamed, what's wrong with Yechiel? He came home from Cheder. He's not eating. He's not talking. He doesn't stop crying. What happened? So Melamed was, of course, scared. And Lamed said, I didn't mean anything bad. Rabbi Yechiel said, don't worry, just tell me what happened. He said, I was learning with them a little Navi, and I was explaining to them what happened with the Oren, that it was taken by the Plishtim. That it was taken by the Plishtim. And we learned that, and I read it to them, and I taste it to them. So little Yechiel just started screaming and howling and crying, and he ran out, and we couldn't find him. So Rabbi Yechiel's father, Rabbi Shraga Feivel, said, can I ask you a personal taiva? Would you mind if I send Yechiel to you and could you learn with him the next parak, the next capital? It's going to work out and the Aaron's going to come back because I know that my child, he can't bear the Chil Hashem of the Aaron being taken by the Plishtim. He can't be so able such a thing. He won't be able to live. So that's what happened. So the Rebbe, the Melamed, sat down and he learned with Yechiel the good ending to the story. So we're ending Tisha B'Av Tavshin Pei Aleph with a tefillah from the deepest part of who we are. I was saying, Dai Abba, can you already teach us the next capital? It's time to teach us already the next parak. We're stuck on these prakim. And we were waiting so long for the happy ending to this story. It should be soon. We should be zoich to see it with our eyes. Ki ayin b'ayin yiru b'shuv Hashem tzion v'secha zeni nebshukul tzion b'rachamim 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 v'dugul Hashem v'amitis v'hem yamin v'amein v'amein. V'chan makash mazakal zon v'zak v'shvel v'fichach hirvul v'tar mitzhin v'nechol v'smanzi v'adu v'tar v'yad.